The White House released more details today on President Obama's visit to Alaska next week. The president will spend Monday in Anchorage, Tuesday in the Seward area, and Wednesday in Dillingham and Kotzebue. Planning the security for Obama's visit isn't easy, according to retired federal marshal Mark Otte. For 22 years, the Eagle River resident helped protect foreign dignitaries and federal judges. He told APRN's Lori Townsend, there is no detail too small when advanced agents are scouting for a trip for high-level officials, especially the president.
You'll go in and in certain cases, you may do complete backgrounds on all the workers in the hotel that are going to go in, and then those people will have a small credential, and they're the only people that can go in and out of the hotel room to clean it. Generally on a high-profile dignitary, there's always an agent posted in the room, so no one ever goes in there unaccompanied. But all those things, from simple things like getting the elevator key so that when you're bringing your people, your detail arrives curbside when they're going up to their room or to any event, you can have the elevator waiting for them. And so they're not waiting in an area that's a kind of a choke point where there's danger in that area. So you, as an advance agent or advance deputy, you become the expert in that area so that you know you can tell your boss, the people, the detail supervisor, what to expect. And that would be the initial planning. And then, again, before any move, then there would be an advance agent at that site so you're never going anywhere blind, all the way to knowing exactly where to park so you don't have something embarrassing happen like a limousine pull up and the door that your protectee is going to get out is right in front of a fire hydrant or a bollard, and then, you know, it doesn't open. And those things happen. They occur all the time.
We've heard that there have been visits to some rural Alaska communities in advance of the president coming here, and he's going to be visiting areas in rural Alaska. What would the advanced security people that go out to those remote locations, what are they looking for?
They'd be looking for the same sorts of things that they'd be looking for in the city, but really because so few federal agents go out to the bush, they're just learning the area. We've taken some dignitaries out there with the Marshal Service when I was the chief here, and I remember when Justice Scalia came, for instance, and this isn't the bush, but just going down to Homer to tour around a little bit after the bar convention that he spoke at, the detail supervisor called me and said, hey, could you get a red cap to meet me at the Homer Airport to help with the luggage? And I said, you know, that's not going to happen at the Homer Airport. There's not that sort of thing here. So in reference to the president's visit, they're just going to learn what to expect. And they're experts at, they might, for instance, if he went to a coastal village, if we had a justice visiting that was under some sort of a threat, and he or she was going to be near a coastal village or, say, a southeast village, in the past we've talked to the Coast Guard and said, hey, could you hang around off site here if you're in the area, and communicate with them so that we knew we had another method to evacuate in case things went bad.
What do you think Anchorage citizens should know about what will be happening when the president is here? What should people know about his time in Anchorage?
When the president moves, they want to move him from, no matter who the president is, they want to move him from point A to point B quickly. And of course, he dictates that, but the Secret Service and on any protective detail, the protectee, it's still a free country. They can do what they want to do. But the security experts will try to get the person from point A to point B to their destination as quickly as possible. With the president, in my experience with the details that I've been on where we worked alongside the Secret Service, side routes will be blocked. If he were to move down a highway, for instance, then there would be local police blocking every exit so you couldn't get on just during the term of the movement. And they really are good at what they do, and they try to clear the area as quickly as they can. But I feel, though I'm not privy to the specifics of this security plan, I feel pretty confident saying there'll be streets blocked, streets closed, during certain times of the day and movements. And if I didn't have business in the area, then I would stay away from it. And that's kind of a problem with Anchorage, because there are places you can go and there's only one way to get there. So plan ahead, listen to the news, and I would just be patient.
Mark Addy is the retired chief deputy for the U.S. Marshals. Now he writes political espionage thrillers under the pen name Mark Cameron.